do something every day that scares you, like argue with Gruber. Here's Steve.
I'm a little short on sleep for being at the rally in Grand Rapids at Van Andel Arena last night. Let me tell you something. The place was packed right to the roof. And as I told you, I went online to check the capacity of the arena. 13,500 for a concert. Sounds about right. Plus thousands of people outside. So you're 14,000 people that got packed inside. I mean, there was not a stitch of room to move in there. One of the folks there on hand, of course, Michigan's own Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC, and she led the crowd. They loved her, and we love her, too. She's here on the program. Ronna, welcome back.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
What a great event. I mean, here is the first big event since the Mueller report dropped, and there's no collusion. And Bill Barr goes further, says there's no obstruction either. Nothing here. And a two-year narrative of Russian collusion and Donald Trump's going to jail and his family's going to jail and hell, it's just all going to fall apart and it's all going to be ruined. And all of it's gone. And, man, you could feel it in that room last night. There was an energy there that was just pulsating through it. It was good fun, Ronna.
It was. It was great. I mean, the crowd was roaring and the overflow. I don't know if you have seen the pictures, but thousands and thousands of people were there. I will tell you, I flew in with the campaign manager, Brad Parscale, yesterday. He said it's the second highest amount of RSVPs they've had for any rally since President Trump started running for office. So Michigan delivered big time.
All I'll say about Brad is, man, he's tall.
Yeah. He is really tall.
Yeah, we sit there and talk to him for just a moment. Good guy. He's taken the campaign now. He's a guy who knows digital, who knows social media. So the campaign's moving into a new direction with him in charge. But I want to focus on some of the things that the president talked about. Obviously, he took his victory lap with no collusion and no obstruction. But then he laid out plans for health care, the economy, national security. And more importantly, I think, Ronna, he talks about American pride, the American dream, what it means to be an American. I think that's an important part of his message. And he went on for an hour and a half. What a marathon.
Oh, it was amazing. And I think the president, when he spoke to the crowd and he said, you know, you are the hardworking people. You are the heroes of this country. You are the backbone of this country. He means it. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of Democrats coming to Michigan now because suddenly Michigan is a battleground state to them. But, you know, if you listen to them closely, they want to get rid of the Electoral College, which means we'll never see them in Michigan again. They really do want the coast to decide for the middle of the country what we should believe and how we should be governed. They want California and New York to dictate to Michigan our values. And I think that's really important to recognize. Even our senators, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, when given the opportunity to vote on this Green New Deal, the craziest deal that has come out of Washington that I've ever seen that will get rid of air travel in 12 years, it will shut down manufacturing in Michigan for sure, they voted present. They can't even vote in favor of their own state. So
it is
that's
incredible.
Where the Democrat Party is.
Yeah, you know, and we'll get back to this. I want to know what Republicans are going to step up in Michigan to run against Gary Peters, because I do believe that he's vulnerable. But the list that you put down, let's see. We're talking about reparations, government-run health care, take 200 million people off from the health care they like, abortion on demand up to the point of birth, illegal aliens voting, the Green New Deal, open borders, more income tax, more wealth tax, more death tax. And in Oregon yesterday, if you missed this, the governor of Oregon put forth and said she will support a bill to lower the voting age to 16, another one of the big leftist ideas. In Oregon, you can't buy a gun until you're 21 because you're not mature enough. You can't handle it. You can't do a bunch of things until you're 18 or 21. But she thinks, apparently, that lowering the voting age to 16 is appropriate. It's another one of those wild ideas from the left because they can't win with their ideas under the current rules of elections, right?
Exactly. And they also never accepted the Donald Trump win of 2016. So for 2 years, based on a fake dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC that they push through to the FBI, we have had our president under a cloud of suspicion with Democrats like Adam Schiff going on TV day after day saying our president colluded with a foreign government. And now finally that cloud is off him. But the Democrats will do anything to win. They will change the rules. They will call our president an actor of a foreign country. There is nothing they won't do. And you know what? The president is saying, let's focus on the American people. Let's not focus on our partisanship and our game. Let's lower taxes. Oh, guess what? He's done that. Wages are now up. let's get rid of regulations that are killing jobs from coming back to this country. Guess what? We have 5 million new jobs in this country. So on issue after issue, this president has led, and Democrats have obstructed, and they've gone to the lowest of lows in what they have done to this president. And it's shameful, and it's not good for our country.
It's not good. There is some good news, though. New polling out shows that the president's approval rating bouncing back up to 50% and higher in the Rasmussen report, and 64% of Americans believe the Mueller report. So that's critical. When you go around and you look at the fact that these newspapers all around the country, newspapers that were anti-Trump, you know, were honest enough to put front page stories, no collusion, on the front page. Time magazine, no collusion on the front of its magazine, which has become a hyper-partisan left-wing rag. But enough of them have been honest that I think the American people get it, and I think it's a game changer.
I do, and I think the media is having a day of reckoning because they have allowed so many of their stories and their airtime to perpetuate this false story. They had said that Mueller was an honest man, and they would believe what he had concluded, and they have. They've shown that, and I do think we need more truth in media. We can't have these spin machines out there constantly. I get asked this all the time, where do I find the truth? And I think it's important that our media and our journalistic standards be strong, and we're presented with policy issues, both sides of them, so that we can make a decision. But the president has done such a phenomenal job. And I'll tell you what, Steve, he loves Michigan. You know, this is where he was last night was the last stop he had before he was elected president of the United States.
That's right.
And he just loves this state. He cares about it. He announced last night that he wants to put forward the $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. I mean, this is a president that really cares about our state and the people of this state, and it's not lip service. He's backed it up time and time again. He showed up here when nobody else did. Now Democrats are paying attention, but it was Donald Trump that put Michigan back on the map for political leaders.
Yeah, not just the Great Lakes initiative that we're talking about here. Also, more money for the Sioux Locks as they focus on that. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, a big part of it, $300 million. And I talked to our three members of Congress there, Huizinga and Molinar and Bergman, all very pleased with that. So they rode over with the president from the airport, very excited about that, plus the money for the Sioux Locks. Hey, but here's something else, Ron. When you just talk about the excitement in the room, the energy, I read this morning that the crowd yesterday was at least three times the size of that crowd on the last day of 2016's campaign. That tells me something. That tells me a lot. It's indicative to me that the energy in Michigan, and it's going to be true in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio, for this president is growing again. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And I am not seeing anybody from the Democrat field that is coming forward with plans that will be helpful to our state of Michigan. And I'm going to say, keep paying attention to them wanting to get rid of the Electoral College, because if they do that, it means California and New York and Texas and Illinois will decide our president for the rest of our lives.
That's
in
right.
Florida.
Yeah.
And candidates will never come to Michigan and our issues won't matter. And Michigan is a great state. We are the best in this country. We have great, hardworking people, and we deserve to be heard and we deserve to have a voice in electing our president. And already three of the Democrat candidates have said they want to get rid of the Electoral College. All of them should be asked that question because
it's a terrible idea.
Their party's going.
Terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
And the national popular vote, folks, just as bad as I've been telling you, just bad. Rhonda, we got to run. Greatly appreciate you being here. Great seeing you last night. Rhonda McDaniel, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Talk soon. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.